October 30th. Suffering? Did you say suffering? 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, New King James. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. When we hear the word suffering, what comes to mind? Almost always, it's not a positive thing. And many have suffered with relationship problems, drastic loss, addiction, or loved ones who have lived traumatic lives. The human experience rarely exempts anyone from suffering of some sort. So if you balked at the title of this devotional, I can't say I blame you, but I did want to capture your attention to a voluntary suffering that we are all called to as followers of Jesus. Christ suffered for us in the flesh. What Jesus went through for us involves some major suffering, but Peter's not suggesting that we suffer by being crucified on a cross. The suffering we endure is the suffering of telling our fleshly wants and desires no. Peter writes that when we suffer in this way, we cease from sin. Paul called it crucifying our flesh. To tell our flesh no is not going to feel good. In fact, it's suffering. Just think for a moment how you feel on a diet or a fast. Say you're fasting the internet and social media. It can be a struggle to stay away. It does not feel pleasant, but particularly if you have been having problems with too much internet or the wrong content. Suffering by abstaining means a better quality of life spiritually. Verse 2 summed it up well. We should no longer live the rest of our time here on earth for the desires of man, but for the will of God. Living for the will of God is more challenging than living for the desires of man. The desires of man are to get even, to return evil for evil, to return blessing for evil involves suffering. All of our feelings may want to lash out, to hit back, to tell our feelings no, that's not what we're going to do involves suffering. But it's also keeping us in the will of God and outside the confines of sin. Verse 3 lists some of the will of the Gentiles, speaking of people who are without God. This list has unrestrained behavior, evil desires, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and evil idolatry. Saying no to these things will be painful on our flesh, especially if you've been practiced them. The good news is the more you say no, the suffering can be intense at the beginning, but you get stronger and the no's get easier. Now, your old friends may not warmly support your living differently and criticism may come your way. But being criticized for living for God is something we all should be willing to suffer. This passage is talking about suffering, but notice this is not suffering with sickness or disease. Suffering with sickness does not mean a person is ceasing from sin. Some people may come to the Lord or come back to Him as a result of sickness or trauma, but that is typically because trauma can produce humility. Not always, but the point is that the suffering we're involved in as believers is voluntary. We choose to say no to the wrong fleshly desires that this age and culture are steeped in. That godly choice produces fleshly suffering, but strengthens our spirit and resolve and puts us on a path to right living before God. Here's our prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are my example. You've enabled me to say no to wrongful fleshly desires and live for the will of God. Thank you also for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who strengthens me to live this life.